The West Live. The West Live. With Jenna Clark.
My very own Hightower in the building. WA Police Sergeant Mick Slaughter, how are you going?
Not too bad, Jenny, yourself?
Well, thank you. That's Chief right. Reporter Steve Guttenberg of the West Australian.
I was wondering who you'd go for there.
He'll be a star.
Good morning.
So nice to have you in for our Crime Stoppers update. Now, no wonder shops and retailers are pulling their hair out because there seems to be an influx of creeps doing the rounds out there. What's happening, gents?
Well, Mick, there's creeps everywhere, basically.
Obviously.
There's more creeps that we know what to do with at the moment. Mm. And there's a few Crime Stoppers that we're going to get onto today that's on page 64 of today's West. Before we do that, we're going to revisit one from a couple of weeks ago. This particular crime has been grinding my gears for quite a while now, and we still haven't found the scumbag who was behind this particular assault. This occurred on Great Eastern Highway on August 17 on a bus where a young woman started abusing an older woman. A gentleman stood up to intervene and promptly got a can of mixed spirits in the face, which in the scheme of all the crimes that are committed in any given week is not on the worst scale. But for this bloke, it would have been pretty traumatic. Now, we're still looking for this person, Mick. What can people do?
Well, firstly, they can go to the Crime Stoppers website. It's also on the WA Police Facebook page, the image. You might have to scroll through a few weeks since we put it up.
August 17, so we're a month ago, but we don't sleep when it comes to crime.
We don't.
You pinned it, clearly.
You can look on the Crime Stoppers website, look under Rivervale, look under Assault. There's all these different banners that you can look under. Have a look at the image. That's what we need. The more eyes that see a CCTV image of an offender that we don't know, the higher the chance we've got of identifying that person. Every week we put cases on and we get lots of shares, lots of people looking at it. Mm-hmm. The higher that number is, the more chance there is we get an identification. So simple as that. We need eyes looking at those images.
Right.
Now we've got the first one we're going to talk about that we're trying to solve contemporaneously occurred on Coolabah Drive in Greenwood. And it involved someone that just went berserk for no good reason, basically. Mick, walk us through it.
Okay. Well, about 9 p.m. on Sunday, the 30th of August, a woman entered a supermarket on Coolabah Drive, Greenwood. She began filling her bag with various items and attempted to leave the store. A staff member approached her and tried to follow her out of the store, getting the items back. The items ended up being returned. But then she came back with another bloke. And they've both started fighting, basically, and arguing. So the woman's picked up a huge, big water container, you know, those water containers you put in the machine.
Is it full?
Picked it up and threw it at the poor staff member. He's tried to catch it and broken his finger.
What a hero.
I know. Well, I'd rather catch it with my hands than my body sort of thing.
Indeed.
So
you'd be okay either way, to be honest.
I reckon you do it one-handed.
I might win that one. Bit of bounce. the staff members tried to lock them out and close the doors, and then they've picked up a sign and smashed the door. So pretty nasty. So we've got images of a man and woman who we think can assist us. As a result of the incident, there's been about a $900 damage bill to the shop, which is of no mean feat either.
Another one of these mindless acts of violence, which for the person who's just earning, maybe $20 an hour at the supermarket, has walked away with a broken finger, and there is going to be major trauma for that person reliving this moment. And this seems to be an enduring theme in today's Crime Stoppers, attacks by scumbags on normal citizens. That's a new book I'm going to write, I think.
I'd read that.
I can see it now.
We now have to go to Hilton, South Street, where, again, we've got another scumbag. And another civilian being the victim of said scumbag's crime.
Yep, this one happened at about 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 19th of August. A woman approached a staff member at a liquor store and asked if they stocked a particular product, as you do. So the staff member guided that person to the right place, and he's gone and served another customer, looked over his shoulder and seen her walking out the store with a pack of those things, which was glass bottles. Oh. So that's important for what's going to happen next. The staff member went after her and said to her, please return them, and she swung around with the bottles and narrowly missed his face.
That's just
could have been a very nasty thing. a couple of bottles have fallen out, fallen on the ground, and then she's left the area. So we're keen to identify who she is. She's described as being light brown skinned, about 25 years of age, medium build and long light coloured hair tied back. Mm-hmm. So please go along to the Facebook page. It's on the WA Police Facebook page now, as well as the Crime Stoppers website.
This next one just perplexes me. This is a shoe theft. This is a young kid's been walking along and then all of a sudden
he's tried big.
To. Yeah, this is a thing. Mm. Like, I don't know, did your Dunlop Volleys ever get pinched when you were growing up?
No, because I was tough. Yeah, they definitely did.
So this is a thing. Like, apparently shoes Ishays. Get stolen.
Yeah, Ishays, which apparently is a very, you're not allowed to say that to people.
Really?
But yeah, kids, that's what happened. Apparently there's a whole bunch of, it's this youth culture thing. It's not great.
Hmm. I'm not very youthy. Then anyway.
My kids are around that age, so I've heard all about it.
Yeah.
But anyway. Okay, well, this one, Mirrabooka detectives are investigating an aggravated robbery. It occurred in Woodlands on Saturday the 22nd of August at about 7:50 p.m. A boy in his early teens was with friends walking along Bentwood Avenue near Birchwood Avenue, and they were approached by a group of three young kids, probably a bit older than the victim. So we're talking early teens to late teens sort of age group, and he's been kicked in the back by one of these guys, and they've demanded his shoes, and the poor kid, feeling afraid, has just taken them off and said, here you go.
Which is a good thing.
It's good that he was compliant, but it shouldn't get to that.
No, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. But yeah, so the first male is described as about 170 centimetres tall and thin build. He was wearing a black windcheater, black chinos. What are chinos? Are they the pants?
Chinos.
Like a fancy pant.
Well, yeah, like they're not jeans, they're not trousers, they're just in between, and they're sported by National Party MPs at at various field days.
They're not corduroys, are they?
When they go to shoot koalas.
Yeah. And this guy's also wearing a black bandana with a white cannabis motif on the front.
Yes.
Much like his friend.
Yes, absolutely.
Is this a gang?
Well, who knows? We don't know who they are, so I can't say it's a gang.
They're wearing black. They've got a mole leaf on their foreheads.
And there was also a third guy who was thin-billed and wearing a hoodie. So all of them had their faces covered or unable to be seen.
So they knew what they were doing.
Well, yeah, it appears that way. But if anyone has any information who lives in the area who may have seen some people hanging around, may have CCTV outside their house, please get in contact with Crime Stoppers and see if we can identify who
Do we know what kind of shoes they are? Like sneakers, obviously.
Yeah, they're a particular brand, particular model. I can't recall offhand, sorry.
Oh, they're cool. They've identified them as being...
I don't know how they do it. They walk around and look for someone who has the same shoe size as them.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, they can, like, sneaker culture is massive. Mm. So if you see a pair that you may think be a bit exclusive or whatever, you would ditch them, nick them, and then sell them on the internet, I would imagine. Yeah,
maybe.
Don't do that to young kids.
No.
Would anyone's Adidas Roams, are they still a thing? Do you remember this? Or this is before your time? You'd have been Adidas Roams.
I'm wearing the skater ones.
Whoa. Oh, all right. Gold I'm tip. Wearing black shoes.
I'm wearing police shoes.
You look like a Nationals MP.
Now, we've got another crime. We've got to go to a woman that's just stolen a bunch of credit cards and gone nuts at liquor stores.
Yes, this one happened between 12:20 a.m., as in early, very early morning, and 11:30 a.m. Just before midday.
That's a protracted spree, that one.
I know, it's a night shift, basically. on Wednesday the 2nd of September, a woman has made several transactions at various liquor stores and supermarkets. She spent about $400 with five fraudulent transactions in the Baldivis, Southern River and Canning Vale areas before the card was blocked. Now, we're not sure how the card was actually lost. It sort of like seems to have just been taken from an unknown location, which sounds weird, I know, but I think this is a business card which was left in a business premises and, yeah, anyway, that's what happened. But we've released images of a female who we're pretty keen to identify, who is very clear, images in my view.
Mm.
Yeah. Woman's described as light-skinned, medium to large build with dark red hair, and at the time she was wearing a nice little Puma top.
She wearing Birkenstocks and socks.
What are Birkenstocks? Sorry,
the sandals.
Oh, the sandals. Yeah, they look.
Mick, you don't know what Birkenstocks are?
No, I don't. Sorry,
you didn't know what chinos were either.
She's definitely wearing chinos.
Did you just go to sleep in that uniform and wake up in it as well?
In my mind, he does. Comes out completely fresh and impressed.
Now you've actually said in this, Senior Constable Mick, that the person that handled in was a good Samaritan. Now I don't think that it qualifies Good Samaritan status just because you pick up a credit card on the side.
Well, yeah, fair enough. It's a person...
That's not hero status.
Two people have come across that card. One's done the wrong thing and the other's done the right thing. So we'll reward the one who did the right thing.
Can you remind us again, Mick? I know that not a lot of people use cash anymore, but if you do find cash somewhere, what do you do with it?
Put it in your pocket.
We've discussed it.
We've already gone.
What do I do with it? If you are a good Samaritan.
Or an evil Samaritan.
You should make...
Find Ben Harvey and give it to him.
You should make reasonable inquiries in the area to see if someone has lost any money.
Yep.
Obviously, if you're found...
So you say very quietly.
If you're found $100 in $20 notes, you wouldn't say, who's lost $100 in $20 notes? But if someone has lost some money, come and see me, and if they can identify the denominations and stuff, that's... being reasonable.
Okay.
If no one does claim it, I think you should go to a police station and hand it in after 3 months.
Never going to happen.
After 3 months, if no one identifies that it's theirs, it gets returned to you. Amazing. So there's no loss.
Could you just imagine rolling into a police station that are so busy and you're like, guys, I found like $10. And they'd just be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think it goes on the amount of money we're talking. $10, look, I'm not going to say you shouldn't come to a police station. Obviously,
Use your discretion.
But yeah, a bit of discretion there, a bit of common sense.
Indeed. What else is happening? Let's wrap this up.
Oh, we've got another. This one, this is just rank, where a girl gets punched out because she didn't give someone a cigarette on the Armidale train line. Now, is there anything worse than being asked for a cigarette on the Armidale train line? You know something bad is about to happen when someone says, have you got a cigarette, and you happen to be on the Armidale train line.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Well, this one happened at about 9 a.m. on Sunday the 30th of August. A girl, she was in her mid to late teens, unfortunately, was at MacIver train station, and she was approached by the man asking about a cigarette. She's hopped on the train. The guy's hopped on the train further up.
Oh.
And then during the train trip, he's found her on the train. Sat next to her, just started a little conversation, and then has just randomly punched her in the face.
What?
And
society is just gone to the dogs.
The woman, the lady, ended up being knocked unconscious and ended up being taken to hospital and was kept in overnight for observation. So a very nasty assault. We've got an image in the West as well as on the Crime Stoppers website and Facebook, of course.
Yeah.
And he's described as being light brown skinned, about 25 to 30 years of age, slim build and wavy dark hair. And he's wearing a baseball cap, black top and white with white stripes on the sleeves and blue jeans. So please go along, have a look, see if we can identify who this mongrel is.
That is just bad news.
That's revolting.
I think I'm going to start carrying a pack of cigarettes just in case. If I get asked, I can then throw them and then run the other way, like decoy cigarettes. And then there's a puff of smoke and I disappear.
I think I'd pay to see you on the Armidale train line just as a gods.
I have been on the Armidale train line by mistake, of course, but I have been on it.
I'm sorry, I thought I was trying to get to Mellow House. Anyone seen that?
Doesn't look like Rockpool.
Gentlemen, it's been lovely chatting to you. Some really, you're right, scummy crime. So hopefully we can get to the bottom of that.
Thanks, Jen.
Turn to page 64 of the West Australian and also jump on the West Australian Police Force Facebook page. And if you can help, get in touch with Crime Stoppers. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
Bye.